Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation 22, just beginning the last chapter of Revelation. And as you have seen, and as we've experienced, at the very beginning it said, hey, you know, you're really blessed if you read this letter, if you listen to it, if you pay attention to it. It doesn't mean that you're going to understand everything in it, but there is a blessing in reading it, a blessing in continuing to go through it. We've reached the end. And so I would really suggest that you go back and start reading through it again. And again, try to resist the temptation of, I've got to understand this. I got to know what this means. I must know what this is. What is this? You know, we get distracted sometime with that. If we keep reading it and keep reading it and keep taking it before the Lord and taking it before the rest of His Word, He'll give us what we need at that moment in time. We get a little hint of that in this chapter right here. And so the first, I think we'll look at the first couple of verses today, which is one sentence, I believe. And what we're going to find is that what's said in this one sentence in these two verses points back to Eden, points back to Genesis, actually recalls the language there. So let me just read it to you. Now, I'm actually going to read it from maybe two or three different translations because they're all a little interesting. Here's the New American Standard. It says this: Then he showed me a river of the water of life. So let me stop there. This is John speaking of the angel that's showing him stuff and pointing things out in the last chapter. Now that angel shows him a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Well, that's sort of a loaded thing right there, isn't it? Yes, several things. Well, let me read it from the English Standard Version. It says this, first two verses, Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also, on either side of the river, the tree of life, with his 12 kinds of fruit, yielding his fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And then one more from the Lexham translation. And he showed me the river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of his street, and on both sides of the river is the tree of life producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit according to every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. And so, wow, that's just, you know, when you read it, you think, oh, this is a cute little scene right here. And then you sort of read on sometimes. No, we didn't really pay attention to this right here. So the angel is showing him something, and it's a river. And it's the river of the water of life. And this really does point back to Eden, because remember, in Eden there was a river. Also, it points back to what you see in Ezekiel 47. And in Zechariah, there's a picture of a river. And actually, the passages in Ezekiel actually give more insight even to this scene right here, because it's pointing to this. Let me see if I'm pulling these up. Here's Ezekiel 47:1. And he brought me back to the doorway of the temple. And look, there was water coming out from under the threshold of the temple eastward, because the face of the temple was eastward. And the water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, from south of the altar. And so Ezekiel is receiving prophetic insight into something that is pointed to later, and that we're seeing hints of it here in Revelation, okay, some of the things that are happening. Now, this river is flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Now, there's a couple of things here. If you're shrewd and you sort of pick up on some things, Ezekiel's pointing to a temple. In this scene right here, remember we saw in the New Jerusalem that there was no need for a sanctuary, no need for a sanctuary kind of temple, a tabernacle kind of thing, because God and the Lamb are that now. Yeah, some interesting things there. But watch this. This river comes flowing out, and it flows to the middle of the street of the city. Remember how we had seen that it said that there was a street in the previous chapter? And like, is there one main thoroughfare through this new city? Okay. So this river flows through that, through the middle of the street. And then on either side of the river is the tree of life. Well, we saw the tree of life in Genesis, right? There were two trees in the midst of the garden, the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. When man rebelled and chose to eat of the forbidden one, which was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, then God banned Adam and Eve from Eden because he didn't want them eating of the tree of life. Genesis tells us this. If they had eaten from the tree of life in their sinful state, there would have been no opportunity for them to repent or anything. They would have been committed, shall we say. If you eat of the tree of life, you live forever. So apparently they had never eaten of that tree of life. They did eat of the one they weren't supposed to eat of. But here we have the tree of life, and it's on both sides of the river. And notice how it's the tree of life, okay? Not trees. It's singular, the tree of life. And there's something really interesting here, that this tree of life bears fruit, but not just one fruit, 12 kind of fruit, and it yields this fruit each month. And I remember reading this verse years and years ago, because I've mentioned this many times before. I used to think that eternity was like existence without time, you know, not so much time without end, that there were no timing elements in eternity, so there's no time and it just goes on forever. Well, I was wrong in that, because here you have a timing element. And once you become aware of time and elements, you run into time and elements all the time in things that are mentioned about eternity. Also, we think of eternity from this point of time forward, but actually eternity goes forward, yes, but it also goes backwards without end. Okay? But here, this is a major thing. If the tree of life is yielding its fruit each month, well, there you go, month, a timing element, right? Then quickly, the last thing is mentioned, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. You know? Well, what does that mean? The healing of the nations. And the leaves of these trees. Well, there's something here. One commentator said it's for soothing humanity. Well, that's cool. That's good. But what does that actually mean? What type of healing? And the leaves of this, are we going to be eating leaves off the tree? Are they applied medicinally? Why is there a need for a medicinal application of something in eternity? What is this pointing to? What is this talking about? Well, our time's up. Maybe we'll get more insight when we go continue through this, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.